Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Happy Sunday. I always miss you in the intervening week when I don't get to see you and talk to you, and I always look forward to this time, both with the listeners and with you. So happy Sunday to you and to all of our listeners. Glad they're joining us. And as you said, I am the chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. Continue to expand services in Northwest Georgia. And of course, CHI Memorial is also working through their main hospital downtown and also the facility out in Hixson. And so three locations, three inpatient facilities. And of course, we have our facility in North Georgia right there off of Battlefield Parkway and are expanding that. For instance, the CHI Cardiology just moved downstairs, have a brand new office, which looks really nice. I'm going to have to go back and take a look. I looked during construction, but once again, CHI continues to grow in this area in North Georgia and serves the people quite well. And of course, as you know, they sponsor us and in the radio show. I also want to thank Benchmark Physical Therapy. Worked with them for many years, and they continue to serve all the residents of this area. And LHC, Louisiana Healthcare, who is also one of our sponsors, and I also have worked with them through Home Care Solutions Home Health for many years. We've had them on the show and will again soon. And also Heartlight Hospice of Dalton. And they serve the area with hospice services in Northwest Georgia extremely well. And I think we may be able to get one of the regional managers on the show in the upcoming few weeks and teach people again about hospice services because people know so little about what hospice can do. And it scares a lot of people, and it really shouldn't. You know, I continue to provide primary care in this area. Love doing it. Worked in insurance, primary care, and so many jobs I can't even remember anymore. It gets so, well, as we get older, Ed, you know, we just do so much more. It's hard to remember what you have done and what you haven't. But, you know, it's so much fun to practice primary care in this area, working with, you know, my business partners, both doctors and nurse practitioners and physician's assistants. What an honor to learn from each other. It really is. And I do want to announce something from CHI. They now offer a device called Watchman. It's a one-time procedure that may reduce your stroke risk for a lifetime. If you do have atrial fibrillation, known as AFib, not caused by a heart valve problem, and you need an alternative to blood thinners because you can't take them, you'll want to learn more about Watchman. The procedure takes about an hour to implant and does not require open-heart surgery. Most people go home the next day. If you want to learn more, just visit memorial.org/watchman. That's memorial.org/watchman today for more information. And I'm sure the people at Chattanooga Heart Institute will be very happy to educate anyone on what the Watchman device can do. And I find it quite interesting, as we were talking about off the air. Ed, what's new in your world?
Well, thank you, my friend. And I think we both are blessed to have been kind of born into and followed our heart as far as our passion and our career. And many, many people can't say that. So I feel very fortunate every day to be the owner and founder of Nutrition World. We are not a health food store. We are a wellness complex. We believe in consistently the power of the human body was given a certain magic for healing. And that is what we focus on, is helping an individual to be educated and offer options to strengthen this healing capacity that can still be done in the framework of regular mainstream if they are willing, as you are, to embrace other ideas and not be owning, wanting to own the turf, but and it is evolving. I see a great promise and such an opening for the fact that we now realize it's a team approach to get people healthy, and it's not a one person, one company deal. And I'm very thrilled about that. Yes, I have had a very, very busy week, as always, but it seems this one was extra heavy with a lot of chores, one of which, and I want to mention very quickly, yesterday I had to do a testify in for the state of Tennessee for this gentleman who was a truck driver. And he came into Nutrition World about 8 weeks ago, and because he had pain in his knees, and because so many people are learning about CBD hemp oil, he came in with his wife. He purchased a bottle of one of our, all our brands are fantastic because we're so cautious, but a company called Straight Hemp, and he did it for 2 weeks. He drives a truck in Atlanta. He had a minor accident. They blood tested him. He was fired the next day because he had small, teeny amounts of THC, which we tell, and we have a sign in the store that says, if you're fearing being tested for THC, you might not want to be taking hemp oil. Many stores opening today are not telling the truth on this. Be leery of buying CBD from anyone who doesn't know the game. Nutrition World knows the game. Well, I testified yesterday because not only did he lose his job, not only was he 2 years away from retirement at 66, now they're denying him unemployment. So I was testifying the fact that I think this is unfair. It's outdated laws. You need to reconsider the fact that this man who is not smoking marijuana, from all the evidence suggested, was simply taking an herb that grows on this earth. And it's unfair that you deny him. We will see in 7 to 10 days. So you know, I'm giving a warning on everyone. Again, as I always do, CBD is one of the most miraculous products, but don't get fired because of it. And you know, don't travel with it.
There is so much information out there falsely that it cannot turn your drug screens positive. And I'm amazed at how many people in the past would tell me that. And they would say, no, I researched it, and it cannot turn your drug screen positive. And I'm finding more now, like over the last few weeks, people say, well, I was going to do CBD oils, but listened to your show, or they looked on our website. You know, they've actually listened to what we have put out there and said, you know, I thought twice about it because my work does drug screen us. And I think the education is going out there. We're reversing some of that bad education that was there. But you're right. For many years, and probably there are still sites out there, they say that you cannot turn your drug screen positive. They just sell them the product and don't care about the consequences, unfortunately.
Well, what concerns me, too, is the big signs that say come in for free samples. Let's see, free samples. I'm a Delta pilot, and I'm going to take a free sample because I just think it's an herb. And then next day, something happens, I get tested, and I've just lost my entire life career. No. It's ridiculous. I do want to say one other thing. We have this huge thing called a gala. It's going to be at the Turnbull downtown on March 30th. And what we're doing, it's going to be a huge event of dancing, dinner, announcement of a whole new concept of how Nutrition World's new evolution of health is going to allow people to have many more choices as far as the functional medicine options, far as picking practitioners who work as a team. Everything to optimize health will be basically like under one roof. I want everyone who's really wants to be on board with super planning and optimizing and being educated on their health to go to nutritionw.com under events, and it's $20 to come. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great evening. We've got vendors from everywhere that will be giving out samples and education. I will be speaking for about 20 minutes. My daughter Katie will be speaking for 15 to 20. It's going to be a huge event, and it's going to be beautiful at the Turnbull. So nutritionw.com, it will be on March 30th. Please come if you are interested in really your super health. We're going to help you. We got only about 3 minutes left. Have you eaten anywhere new this week, Dr. Green?
You know, I did. So I haven't been getting out as much just because I'm trying to cook a little healthier, as you know. But I had to have a cheat day. Tried Foodworks. Have you been there before?
You know, it's been years, but I remember being pleased with it. And I remember exactly what I ate, which was salmon that day.
I can't remember exactly, some sort of seared, it's crusted in some way, but yeah, that looked good. No, I was bad, so I had a cheat day, and I tried a lot of things. They have truffle fries, horrible for me. Oh, they were so good. And they actually brought out a jalapeno sauce with that, along with this garlic ranch. I mean, they had some nice extra sauces, which probably I shouldn't have eaten, but wow, they were good. And they had empanadas that were a special, and extremely good chicken empanadas and lasagna. So I had that. Oh, and I got Brussels sprouts as a nod to good health. So I thought about the collards of the Brussels sprouts, and I'm not a Brussels sprouts person, but I thought I'll expand that palate and have some sprouts, and they were actually good. So, you know, wonderful atmosphere, great place, good service. And I can recommend Food Works to anybody. Great place.
You've just reminded me, and I will be back there to try it again. And just my little Ed Jones bullet point, the reason every single lunch and supper I will eat something that is a cruciferous vegetable. What is that? It's cauliflower, it's broccoli, and it's Brussels sprouts. Why is that important? Because it contains something called indole-3-carbinol. Indole-3-carbinol stimulates a pathway in our liver that helps us to detoxify the harmful hormones, the hormones that can contribute to disease and cancer. And many of these things are found environmentally, and we're basically saturating ourselves with it because we don't know how to turn the faucet on to excrete it. Well, if you do indole-3-carbinol every single day in either a supplement or in those foods, you're going to reduce your chance of probable cancer down the road. I have more physicians who send prescriptions in for indole-3-carbinol for their women than any other one product nutritional has ever, ever sold. And so it's quite interesting. And it's already time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will be discussing some options on osteoporosis with nurse practitioner Meredith Mason. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and today we are going to speak on osteoporosis. Now, most people certainly have seen all the TV commercials, and we probably, if we have parents that are elderly or grandparents, everyone's witnessed the devastation of osteoporosis, which is a weakening of the bones. In fact, just a few years ago, the study showed that there was maybe 500,000 people who died of a heart attack. 1.5 million had a bone fracture based on being osteoporotic. And the catch is that building big bone is not the same as building strong bone. And many of the drugs that are being prescribed, they can have a place, and I'm not saying they're not, but the problem is they build big bone, and they don't always build strong bone. So today we have Meredith Mason, a nurse practitioner who I very much respect because she has training on both sides, the mainstream approach and what we call functional medicine, which is more of a holistic nutritional angle of why does something happen in the body, and if we can figure out the reasons why it began, that's more of a common sense way to address it rather than a symptomatic treatment. Welcome, Meredith, to our show.
Great. Thanks for having me back, Ed. I always love coming and speaking to your listeners.
Well, I know that you are the founder of Brio Integrative Medicine here in Chattanooga, and it's a growing clinic that is doing so much good, and you can explain a little more at the end of this how people can contact you. But when a person comes in who is not comfortable with the, you know, conversation of, oh, just take this drug and I think things will be fine, and they're more of a detective and they want, you know, the bigger conversation as to let's really fix this issue of weakening bones, what would you or how would you start this with a client patient when they come in?
So maintaining bone health, you know, over the lifespan is really a multi-pronged approach. It's interesting. I had a patient just last week who had been placed on the bisphosphonates and had developed really severe nausea. She had had normal digestion previously, and she was really concerned that it was that medication that was causing that. Some of the known side effects of those medications actually can include nausea and vomiting and those GI disturbances. So that is something to watch out for. You know, the interesting other side of that is that, of course, for us to adequately assimilate the nutrients we're eating, we need optimal gut function. So in my approach to treating osteoporosis, I really want to look at the patient's gut function first, because I want to make sure that the good quality food that they're eating is getting absorbed, that, you know, the minerals they're working on is getting absorbed. So I like to do a mineral deficiency testing, also gut dysfunction testing. We also look at vitamin D there in the beginning. And then after that, kind of then working to optimize their nutrition, either through you know, creating a unique diet for them that focuses on general, you know, improvement of not only mineral, but also multivitamin status. So looking at all of those parameters are really, really important. And then also what's really important as a woman past menopause is at very high risk for osteoporosis, we know, because of the loss of estrogen. Estrogen is a hormone that is intimately related in keeping calcium where it needs to be, which is in bone. We don't want calcium spilling out into our blood, because it is implicated in the development of plaque and a cardiovascular disease over time. So it's really important that we optimize a patient's hormone levels to keep bone where it needs to stay.
You know what?
Calcium in where it needs to stay.
What a wonderful point that I want to bring up, because so many, and you've heard this hundreds of times too, in my 40-year career, it's probably the most common statement. A woman comes in, which of course women are the primary risk factor. My doctor said take 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day because I have osteopenia or I want to prevent osteoporosis. How unsound is that? Because you just said if you don't metabolize the calcium correctly, it's going to go to places we don't want. Plaque, bone spurs, kidney stones, wrinkles, cataracts. That's what I tell people. And when you balance the body the way you and I believe, and Dr. Green certainly seems to be on board somewhat on that too, that doesn't happen because we're following the rules of nature. And in nature, you would never eat 1,200 milligrams of calcium without the cofactors of magnesium, vitamin D, vitamin K. Does that sound reasonable?
Absolutely. And so what's great with this approach is we can actually follow a patient with their DEXA scans and seeing those numbers start to improve with this nutritional approach. So that's why it's really important to pair with a knowledgeable provider to work in tandem, because again, testing is so important. We need to be monitoring the levels of all of this over time to see the improvement.
How long after a person really put a plan in place do you think that it would take before you started to see it? Would it be 6 months or a year? Or
I would say
long?
6 months to a year. And in fact, you know, most DEXAs, I guess the common frequency would be every 2 years. So for insurance to provide coverage for that DEXA scan. So, but yes, improvement could start to be seen in 6 months to a year.
And that's really, again, delving into really creating healing in the body, not just treating a symptom. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. And I am Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Green. And we do have Meredith Mason speaking today on some options for osteoporosis. And I know that, you know, I speak on this constantly, is half of your bone is not calcium, it's collagen. And what I do is many times, and I want to get your opinion on this, when a person has a maybe even big bones, but they're having a weaker bones, it's more like a piece of chalk that we all have broken to when we're in school on the chalkboard. When you have strong bones that are made with good collagen, it's more like fresh bamboo. It's very flexible, very strong, and when you build it with a drug, you're building the big bone, but you're not building the strong bone. And when you follow some of the protocols that you're discussing with the cofactors, the hormones, the gut function, that's where the magic comes in. I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but I know that people right now listening who are not super, you know, involved in this conversation, they're really probably figuring out, how do I make this happen? What do I do? So what would be some advice for somebody who maybe already has a diagnosis or wants to prevent it based on their family history?
Let me jump in real quick. I just feel like I've got to say
good.
Something now.
Thank you.
So, you know, one, I agree with everything you and Meredith are saying. So that's all good advice. And yes, you're right. There's more of a blending in my practice of the traditional and non-traditional. So I'm checking all the hormone levels, magnesium, vitamin D, calcium, all of that, and giving good advice. And watching all those numbers and watching my T-score, we can get into that later if we want to in Frax assessments, but we won't do that yet. One thing we haven't talked about, and I'm sure Meredith does to her patients, it's a simple thing they can do to prevent or treat osteoporosis, weight-bearing exercise. Mm-hmm. We haven't really talked about that, but that's one thing we have to get people off the couch and get out and doing something. And it's such a simple thing to do to try to preserve your bone strength or help rebuild as you are having a healthy lifestyle and diet. Don't forget to do weight-bearing exercise. I'm pretty sure Meredith would agree with that.
Absolutely. And in fact, I wanted to give a reference out to our listeners because I do believe that knowledge is power. And in this book, it's called Your Bones, and the author is Laura Pizzamo. I think that's P-I-Z-Z-O-M-O. And she actually talks about a Pilates method in there that puts a lot of tension on the bones. So you're obviously Pilates is wonderful for maintaining core strength and flexibility. But she also talks about the pull that creates on the bones and how that can be very, very effective at treating osteoporosis and also preventing, of course. And she tells about her own story of osteoporosis in that book and how she was able to improve that. But definitely underscores the importance of exercise as well. We want to apply pressure to those bones. It helps to encourage bone growth and keeping them strong. And Ed, I know that we were talking the other day about a weighted vest that your patient utilizes in her walking program.
We have several people at the gym that jog in those as well, which I wouldn't want to do.
But you know, I've been saying the same thing you are, Dr. Green, and I think also you, Meredith, is it's like the astronauts go to the moon, they come back with weaker bones. Why is that? It's because the gravity is no longer pulling and putting the signals on the bone to retain calcium.
Of course, so, you've seen what they do now with the elastic vests that pull them towards the floor,
right.
And they're running on the treadmills at the same time.
Exactly. So we have technology for the astronauts. But the thing is, a lot of women over 60 don't want to go to the gym and do heavy weight training. Because when we talk about exercise, it needs to be, as Dr. Green said and Meredith, weight bearing. Your bones are used to holding the weight you now weigh. They need to be overly stimulated with more weight. But going in the gym, it can be intimidating. So I've been recommending women wear a weight vest that will put weight on them when they basically walk around the house. As long as you're having weight, it's going to stimulate it. Well, some of these weight vests are very ugly, but this lady came in Nutrition World who I'd recommended to get it, and she found one called Hypervest Pro. Really a good-looking vest. I just showed it to Meredith yesterday.
Can they vary the weight, or is it a set weight?
It comes in 5-pound slide-in weight, so she can go up to 25 to 30 pounds. And she simply walks around the house, and it looks decent, so she goes outside with it. That makes sense, doesn't it, Meredith?
Absolutely. And another thing that I want to talk about that I personally do and I'm passionate about is kettlebell. I really try to turn on, especially my female patients that are so busy that they don't even have time to go to a gym. You can go to your standard big box store, pick up a 5 or 10 pound kettlebell, buy a DVD to go on, you know, with it. There's awesome sources online for that. And in the comfort of your own home, you can strengthen your back, your lower legs, your core like you have never had in your life. And it is so enjoyable and fun. And you're using, you know, not only the weight, but you're swinging the weight. So you're using the physics of centrifugal force really to strengthen your back. You will never have a back pain or issue again. I cannot suggest kettlebell highly enough.
And be careful. Use good form. Start slow.
Yes, start with a good teacher. That's why I really encourage buying a good DVD to help you learn how to use it.
I am so glad you said that, Meredith. I live in the gym, have since I was 14, and I'm almost 62. It's my medicine. It's my anti-anxiety. It's my everything. And I started doing kettlebells maybe 10 years ago. I've completely forgot about them. I'm going to start Monday picking the things up, because you're exactly right. It balances your body in so many ways that just weight training doesn't. So you've inspired me to get back on that program. So listeners, again, who are wanting to contact you, how would they find more information to learn more and or make appointment if they choose to?
Well, absolutely. I'm always available at my website, which is www.briomedicine.com. You can read all about my approach and my clinic there. You can also self-schedule an appointment. We actually have an appointment button. I've tried to make it as simple as possible for patients to have power to schedule their own appointments, and that will take you to a scheduling website. And then also our phone number, if people want to speak to someone or leave a message, our number is 423-541-1371.
That is so awesome. And also, my other podcast called The Holistic Navigator, I have had Meredith on twice on there, and we had wonderful conversations about gut health and functional medicine. So The Holistic Navigator, you can actually listen to her teach some of these principles for about 40 minutes. So feel free to log on there, and you can actually hear her and then go to her website. So thank you, Meredith. It's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will be discussing more about your health and life. We've got that for more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, to talk about all the things we do, which is nutrition and health and medicine and anything that can further our education to help ourselves be healthier, live longer, productive lives. And many people, the word quality of life is so important to me, because we certainly have technology that can extend life, but many times those decrease the quality. And I'm all about, who doesn't want to do this? I want to go to bed well and wake up dead one day. That's the perfect scenario. Probably won't happen, but I certainly don't want the last decade to be chained to, extremely poor quality, lots of medications, not being able to function. And I think we can prevent so much of what's going on if we do it during the stage where we can prevent it. It's a lot easier to keep a horse in the corral than it is to let the gate open and then go have to find him somewhere. And it's the same with your health. And I see it every day. Dr. Green sees it more than I do. And luckily we have people like Dr. Green, because the people who didn't round that horse up, who let it go for far too long, who treated their body like a old Ford truck that they bought and they're just going to use it and abuse it and think they're going to trade it in for a new one. The last time I checked, there wasn't really a rewind button on my life. And I have to pay the price of the decisions I made yesterday, last year, last decade. And it is cumulative. Our bodies are resilient, but only to a certain point. And so I'm sitting here rambling on that. But I will say one thing. I am a supplement nut. There's no doubt. I believe totally in exercise and food is first and second, but third is my ability to have faith in the protection and armor of supplements. And I do take 72 pills a day. No one needs to do that, but I do believe you need to take what's called the core four, which are the omega-3s, the probiotics, a green drink, and a good multivitamin. And we're talking quality products, not the stuff sold at most places. And that will give you the foundation to maintain a lot better health. But there's an herb that I was just mentioning to Dr. Green called ashwagandha. The common name, I think, is called horse's odor or horse's smell. And it won't give you that smell, but it does have a remnant of kind of a wet horse. But I, every time I seem to forget to take it, like I run out of it, don't get one at the store and bring it home, and then I remember and get back on it, I'm always amazed how much better I feel. Ashwagandha has been used for so long, for throughout the centuries. It's called an Ayurvedic herb, which is more of an Indian origin herb. That was a system of medicine, which is still in place in many parts of the world. But it lowers cortisol. What is cortisol? Of course, it's a stress hormone. I know Dr. Green doesn't have any cortisol, so he doesn't have to worry about that.
I wish. Oh, by the way, I found a couple of other common names, Indian winter cherry and Indian ginseng, two of the other names for ashwagandha.
I had forgot the ginseng part. I take one in the morning, two in the morning, and one in the evening, and it can. Some of the studies are showing it can help elevate testosterone in men, help libido. Certainly, the big part though is lowering the cortisol levels. And you know, to me, when you take something that's 99.99% natural and safe, and really doesn't have any risk factors, just let the results that you get and results that you feel kind of be part of the judgment as to whether this is valuable in your life. You don't have to hope that it's good. Just take something if you trust it and you get it from good people, good companies, and evaluate it. I'm going to bring Dr. Green a bottle next week, and if you're willing to take it.
Oh, absolutely. I was about to look it up right now. So, yes, I accept.
So ashwagandha, I actually did a Facebook post on that, a video about a year or two ago, and had tremendous amount of people who tuned in because I was really trying to educate people on the value of it. You know what? It is profound to me what the world and nature offers us as far as remedies, as far as support. And so much of this has waned over the centuries because you know, and I'm not being negative about pharmaceuticals because they save lives. I don't want to be in a world without them. But there was a period where it kind of put a dark shadow on, you know, the respect of herbs. And now they're coming back. It's very, very obvious that because we have so much new research that's validating the use of that. Now, a lot of drugs are made from herbal compounds. The difference is what I believe in is what we call the synergy of nature. It's, you know, you take an herb, you're going to have not one compound. You're going to have perhaps, you could have 1,000 compounds that are all intermixing, blending. It's just like an orchestra that's playing beautiful music. Well, if you pull out one single instrument out of that orchestra, you're still going to get something out of that. But you also have a downstream effect of creating imbalances in the body because you're throwing this unnatural complex into the mix. Does that make sense to you, Dr. Green?
Well, absolutely. And I was just, as you were talking, thinking that sometimes as I'm talking to most of my patients are willing to talk about traditional and non-traditional, but you know, I have to remind them that most of the pharmaceuticals we have actually had their basis in a natural product. I mean, they came from a plant, an animal, a fish, a crustacean, an insect, something somewhere was discovered, you know, and then it's modified, then it's patented. But, you know, so many of them, I think the vast majority had their basis in a natural product. And I'm reminded of a nice class I had at Macaulay in another lifetime, a long time ago. And it was a Civil War class. Bob Bailey taught that, and he taught us how the Confederates would pack wounds with penicillin moss because that was something that the Cherokee did. And we now know that had penicillin mold, and so penicillin was developed from that. But so people think, well, natural products really don't have any efficacy. Well, yes, they do. And that's one small example of, you know, where penicillin came from, and it was actually Cherokee medicine. So anyway, just one little thing that was on my mind as you were talking about all of those. Yes, I don't take 72 supplements. I'm willing to add the ashwagandha.
Great.
And I
can,
it's kind of hard to say, but I'm willing to add that. But I have your top four and a lot more that I've learned, and it's a pleasure to share them with all the patients now.
Well, thank you, and I thank you for your support and confidence, because it is a growing group of those like yourself. And, you know, we're not trying to treat disease. We're trying to prevent it. We're trying to educate people. If people want to use nutrients in the pursuit of, you know, getting well from illness, well, so be it. I'm certainly on board with the confidence of that. I do want to say that I want to make maybe just a comment here about something that happened 2 days ago. I didn't tell you, Dr. Green. This is really off the cuff, but I have my other podcast called The Holistic Navigator. I talk about a lot of things. In fact, the last one was on constipation, the one before that was on libido and sexual performance, and then the one before that is on how to fight thinning hair. But what I love to do on Instagram, because a big part of my Holistic Navigator is using myself as an example, and I'm not I could fall out today at 2 o'clock with a blood clot as well as anybody can, and my life will be different. I may not even be here. So I'm not thinking this is guaranteeing me 100 years of life. However, I've lived almost 62 years, but one way I judge my health is my performance in the gym. And, you know, when you're 30, you could really be unhealthy and still do well in the gym. But when you're 60 plus and you can still do a lot in the gym, I think it's a good indicator of your overall health. Well, I posted, because I'm huge about believing in this guy named Wim Hof. Have you read much about him?
No, not that one.
He's the fellow. He's a Polish gentleman, and he believes in breath holding while you exercise. He has taken people for years to Mount Kilimanjaro, I think is the mountain. And it would normally take a trained mountain climber 1 week to climb this mountain. He has people who are not even skilled mountain climbers do it in 4 days in shorts and tennis shoes. And he does it because he trained them for 6 weeks with breath holding during exercise. I'm saying all that just to put this perspective together. So I love doing that. So I did push-ups, which I've done off and on for a while, where I'll do push-ups on one breath. And I'll post it, not on Nutrition World stuff, because it's a little bit nutty, but I do it on Holistic Navigator, because on that one, I can do what I want without any consequences. And so I posted where I did push-ups this week. I did 50 push-ups on one breath. I've had these, I guess we call them trolls. I call them idiots. They are now posting on my Instagram that I did not do the push-ups right. How dare me to, you know, think that I'm fit, and all these insulting things on this stinking Instagram. And of course it irritates me somewhat, but it's also a kind of a game. But it's showing me, you know, how many people out there are just projecting their weaknesses and jealousies and stuff. All of this said, I don't even have a conclusion. I'm just ranting about it. If anyone wants to go to the Holistic Navigator's Instagram, and you know me or like me, go on there and answer this guy. Tell him what you think about this, because I didn't post that to show how good I do push-ups. I showed the benefit of breath holding. And I don't know if you read this, Dr. Green, but this past 2 weeks ago, New England Journal of Medicine, on the correlation between doing push-ups and cardiovascular disease, a very big study showed that if you can do 40 push-ups, your risk of cardiovascular disease is so minimal that it's going to be probably used as a diagnostic test. If you can do 10 or less, it's time to do something about it. So the 40 is getting you an A+ for hopeful less cardiovascular disease.
You know how much I love those, so I'll do my cardio sometimes just with push-ups and pull-ups, and I love mm-hmm. that. You don't have to run to get your cardio. And by the way, yep. breath holding, very similar to training at high altitude, and for these, what do you call them, trolls? Maybe they should join you at some point and show what they can do.
You know what? That's what I'm getting ready to make my super comment soon. I just haven't had time, but that's exactly what I'm going to say is, you know what? You think you can hang with this 62-year-old man? Because I looked at their photos. You know, they don't even have a photo in the gym. They don't even work out that I can tell. So quit yapping about it if you can't hang with me. So anybody go to the Holistic Navigator, give them some heck if you feel like doing that. It is on Instagram, not Facebook. But it's just a fun game, and I enjoy helping to educate people. But again, on the push-up and study, I'm going to send you that study. It was so freaking impressive because it nailed it as far as the amount of people and how well this study was done. I love that stuff. So, and I agree with you. I love the fact that you said you don't have to just run or do treadmill to get aerobic exercise.
Well, you watch some of the, and I'll try not to call them names, but the people that will talk for 10 minutes in between each set. Oh. They can lift a lot, but they're talking more than they're lifting. And for me, I don't even notice, like if you're down the hall for me at the gym or across the gym, I may not see you because I'm working out so hard I can barely even see myself. And there's too much sweat in my eyes and I'm not stopping. So, you know, that's a more fun workout for me. It's better for my body. I get done faster. I'm not talking as much. I'm listening to music at the same time. But I'm not there to talk and socialize. I'm there to work out.
Bingo, bingo. And any of us who've lived in gyms this year, this many years, has seen the ones who are like you. And, you know, and they're on the cell phone or they're talking. And, you know, it's better than nothing. And perhaps that will... move them into a place of more intensity.
But if you rest less, it's a better cardio workout.
Absolutely, because you're not getting cardio if you're taking 3 to 5 minute rest between sets of weights. I do love that Frank Medrano is what I spoke about on my Holistic Navigator Fitness podcast, because that's the workout I do 2 days a week that is the craziest of all crazies. But Wim Hof is the one I'm breath holding. Hey, time for us to take a break already. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Green, and in the fourth segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. So if you'd like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com, silverdalebc.com. Also, they have a nice free app you can download to your smartphone or tablet. All right, we've talked about fear and anxiety, courage and strength in these spiritual moments in the past. I've encouraged you to live your life fiercely, boldly, and with determination. However, fear can be a difficult thing to conquer. For many of us, we need more words of hope, comfort, as well as peace to strengthen us. Well, once when his disciples were terrified, fearing for their very lives, Jesus met them and told them to take courage. They were on a boat in the middle of a lake during a storm, and then they saw Jesus walking on the water towards them. In Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 through 27, we find that it says, "Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid.' The presence of Jesus calmed their fears and gave peace. The disciples had lost sight of Jesus. Jesus never lost sight of them, and he never loses sight of us either. Today, he remains ready to rescue us just as he did then. To recognize the presence of Jesus is an antidote for fear. Whatever fears you are fighting, whatever mountains or obstacles you face, Jesus looks at you with love and says, 'Take courage. It is I.' Whatever you may face, God is the calm to your fear and the answer to your need. If you need love, well, God is love. If you need peace, Jesus gives peace. If you need forgiveness, Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. So please, do not live a life of fear. believe and trust the God who has never taken his eyes off of you. Let's close with some words from Psalm chapter 100, verse 5, as well as John chapter 14, verse 27. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you, and let us know what's happening at Nutrition World, any events coming up, anything that might help us to be healthier, us.
Yep. And thank you for your moment of peace and inspiration for those who need it, which is probably the majority.
And about every day for me.
If it's not every day, it's could be maybe every hour sometimes, and sometimes we do get a little reprieve. But, you know, fear is destroys so much of the quality of life, and it destroys health. I mean, we could actually put it back into the conversation of that, because when you're fearful, the body is in a place of defensiveness. It's a place of constrictiveness, because everything that's fearful in this universe is being fearful because it thinks something's going to hurt it. And do you think your body's going to be able to do too many things at once, which is protect yourself and digest food? No, there's got to be a compromise. So when you have, you know, peace within, as you speak about, it's going to help your health. I don't care if it's your gut or if it's your heart or if it's any disease. Give your body more of the battery power to heal itself by lessening its job. And if you can find the peace that you're speaking about, that's huge in order to access this new power within us for health.
You know, we were talking about the stress response, cortisol levels, ashwagandha a little while ago. Mm-hmm. You know, in stress, we talk about this, and we have a lot for the last year on this show, that in addition to healthy lifestyle and the supplements we talked about and talked about today, you've got to have other ways to deal with all the stress in your life, the anxiety, the fears, whether that be, you know, spiritual as it is for us, spiritual and exercise. You know, all of these things are, they're good for our body, our mind, our soul, our spirit. You've got to have these ways to cope with all of this.
Yes, we have to have a toolbox. We have to have ways. We have to have techniques. Not just a pill. So thank you for sharing that. Yes, Nutrition World does have about three events coming up. I want to touch on those because we're down to about 3 minutes left. Probiotics, which is, we've spoke on it so many times. It is, again, the microbiome, the good bacteria within the gut that rules much of our emotions, so much of our immune system, and it's not being addressed properly with a cup of yogurt or a cheap probiotic. Now, I've got a lady coming on March 12th, Brenda Watson, who is probably has more history than anyone in this nation. She was on PBS for years educating people on the probiotics. She'll be here on March 12th. March 19th, a whole thing on cooking again with our registered dietitian, Courtney, who's phenomenal at teaching you how to fix your foods properly. It isn't that difficult, but many times we just need some teaching. She's here for you. And so if you go to nutritionw.com under events, you can sign up. And lastly, and I've spoken of this on the first segment, we have what's called the Gala. On March 30th, we've rented the Turnbull, a most spectacular venue downtown Chattanooga, and we're going to have a night on the town, but it's going to be focused on fun, good food, probably we'll have wine, and we're going to have dancing, a band that will be playing, vendors that will be set up, and the biggest thing is an announcement from Nutrition World on how the next 10 years of evolving into our wellness center will happen for your benefit. This isn't speaking about us bragging. It's about giving you options for your next decades of life so that you'll have the keys and the toolboxes in order to keep this machine rolling on. You know, I saw the Clint Eastwood movie a few weeks ago, the new one that's out, and I'm down to 1 minute here, but I loved what he said, and it applies to me a lot more than you, Dr. Green, but there's a song in there by Toby Keith that I'm going to remind myself every day. Don't let the old man in. And if you haven't heard it, it is moving to those of us who are older men. And I'm going to keep it on the top of my head. I'm not letting the old man in me.
Sounds like the old rage against the dying of the light.
Exactly. Perfectly said. You know what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial. 98.1 The Lake. It is a production of the Whitfield Media Group and the website by Avalon. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe and beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.